Mason Nealon here today with our Regional Athlete of the Month in Austin Christensen of the Audubon Wheelers. Austin, it's a pleasure having you today.
Well, it's a pleasure being on here.
Well, Austin, we do like to wrap these kind of together, and we talk kind of about you as a person here. So kind of take me through your family. Do you got any brothers and sisters? Kind of what's mom and dad like, all that kind of stuff?
My mom and my dad split when I was about four. So I kind of bounced in between. My mom wasn't a very big sports person, but my dad was. So I kind of leaned a little bit more towards him. And I had an older brother that played varsity ball for Audubon, and I kind of followed in his footsteps. And I've always tried to be better than he was, just so I could rub it in just a little bit.
With your brother there, when you guys grew up, was it kind of competitive out there in the when you guys were playing football back and forth?
Yeah, it was really competitive. We kind of got that from our mom's side. We're two pretty competitive people, and we always try and be better than the other one.
And so was it a lot of football growing up? Was that kind of the sport that you two bonded with?
Yeah, football was definitely a sport we bonded with. Basketball was, we both did it, but it wasn't something we enjoyed doing a whole lot. We always enjoyed football a lot more.
Did you guys play kind of similar positions, or were you guys two different ones now?
Kind of similar. I'm playing wing, and he played tight end. So those offense was pretty similar. Defense, he was a DN, and I'm a linebacker, so a little bit different there.
And then you said earlier, was it you or him that always win when you guys were younger?
I'd say he always won. He was quite a bit bigger than I was.
And then growing up here, was football kind of your passion, or what was kind of the passions like for that?
When I was growing up, they were about similar. I didn't really have a favorite until I hit high school, and then football just kind of took off from there, and I've always enjoyed football throughout high school more than basketball.
And so take me through all the sports that you do here in high school.
I only do basketball and football. I did baseball for Avoca my eighth grade year as a varsity outfield starter, and it wasn't for me. It took up too much of my work time in the summer, so I kind of leaned more towards basketball and football.
And then between basketball and football, you said you like football more, right?
Yep.
What do you like about being out there on the football field?
I like being around just the overall guys that, you know, are on my team. I think we all kind of just have that click together, and I don't think there's anything that could beat that. We all know what each other are thinking, so we're always ready for what comes up.
Yeah, and talk to me a little bit about these guys. I mean, a special group of guys you played with for the last couple of years.
Yeah, so I got quite a few people that are in my grade. We've always clicked since we were young and always had a good team. And then we got a couple younger kids that are up, but they're clicking right with us this year, and they're just as eager as us seniors and juniors are to win.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of looking at that football this year, I mean, 9-0 right now, and, you know, you guys are clicking there. Do you feel like part of that is because you guys are so well-rounded both on the field and outside the field?
I do believe so. I think just us clicking all together, you know, at one time, I think that just helps us on the football field tremendously.
Outside of kind of the sports world here, what are the rest of your hobbies that you do in your free time?
I've always liked mechanics, so my stepdad really got me into just working on old cars and trucks. So I do that quite a bit, and I got a project truck of my own sitting at home.
And so is that just something that, you know, when you're not running around with football or basketball or school or something, you just go and you head and work on that?
Yep. If I'm not at my regular job, I'm sitting at home working on that.
What kind of job do you do?
I work at Van Wall in Audubon. I'm trying to be a John Deere technician in here in about 3 years.
Okay. So was that something you've liked since you were little, or is that something kind of newer that you felt that you wanted to do?
It wasn't something initially I wanted to do, but I was offered a spot there, and it just kind of took off from there, and I actually enjoy doing it now.
And then what got you into that as well?
It was actually at the rodeo uptown in Audubon. The service manager at the time walked up to me and said, "Hey, your brother's a good worker. You want to come do an interview with me, and, you know, you can do a couple days, see how you like it, and just let me know." And I said, "Yeah, I'll take that opportunity," and I liked it, and I stayed.
And that's something you want to do kind of after high school as well?
Yep.
And then for you, I know being a senior here, you don't probably want to look past the senior year too much here, but so what, is there any college with that, or kind of what's the process to get in there?
It's only a certain amount of colleges have it. So the two I know, I think there's a third one, but there's Kalmar and there's Milford, Nebraska that has the two programs.
And are you thinking between those two, or kind of what's the process for you?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty set on Milford. I got most of my stuff kind of planned out for there.
All right, there. And then going back to kind of the sports world here, I mean, for you guys now, a team that's sitting at 9-0, and I know you guys have kind of set goals here when I talked to Coach Burks. For you individually here, what's kind of your goal?
My goal is to keep everybody healthy and just try and get as far as we possibly can this year.
And then for you, Austin, I know the last couple of years you've been kind of injured a little bit there. How did you persevere through kind of those injuries to be able to play this senior season as well?
I kind of listened to the doctor a little bit and kind of didn't. I just kind of did my own thing and, you know, did what I kind of was my own doctor and did what I could to get back out there.
And so for this year to be able to play fully healthy, does that mean a lot to you, especially as a senior season?
Yes, tremendously it does.
For you guys as well, I mean, you talk about getting healthy there. Is the goal also kind of get as far as you guys can go?
What'd you say on that one?
For you guys as well, is one of the goals to get as far as you guys can go, possibly like the Dome or even further than that?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to reach as far as we possibly can. We're reaching for the stars, and we're aiming to get there.
Well, Austin, it's been a pleasure for joining us here today. Thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.
That was Austin Christensen of the Audubon Wheelers.